outing to the one in Toronto?
I don't know. I don't really. I just... I don't know. I think in Toronto, my four-seamer was playing up, and it was today, too. And I think it took me a little while to see that, you know, and to start being more aggressive in zone with the four-seamer. The fourth inning in Toronto, three hits real quick. You know, on bases loaded real quick. So I would say it was, I mean, if I had to, I would say it's pretty similar. It was a pretty similar outing in terms of high pitch count early, you know. But really, like, I didn't feel too threatened by the traffic today. I didn't really feel like my back was against the wall, really. I didn't. Whereas in Toronto, I felt like they were keeping pressure on me. Yeah, I mean, it was. Yeah, the shape of it, the locations, I felt good about, like, getting some swing and miss on it. So, yeah, I felt good about my curveball.
The walks before the home runs, how does the cost of that be? How do you put a free pass on before?
Yeah, well, so can hits, so can hit batters. The emphasis is put on the walks because it's like you just assume that something good was going to happen. I guess you could, and like the walk is just a free pass, right? It's like you didn't make the hitter do anything. So that in that sense, yeah, it's always going to be frustrating. And then tack on home runs after that, it just adds to the frustration, yeah.
When you have 10 Ks, obviously the long ball ended up being an issue. How do you evaluate the two sides, I guess, of the coin like
this? Yeah, I think you have to just be honest about what happened. You know, I think I had good stuff. I think I made a lot of really good pitches. I just made a couple really costly mistakes. You know, Breggy ambushed a heater. That was just middle, 0-0. And then I got into a deep count with Campbell. What I saw was a flinch on the first breaking ball I threw to him. I saw a flinch on the second breaking ball I threw to him on 3-2. You don't necessarily think that hitters are going to, especially in that situation from what I saw, be able to stay on a breaking ball. And it was a decent pitch. I mean, for a 3-2 curveball, it's a decent pitch. But yeah, I mean, you could always second guess it. I can look back and go, man, I mean, if I just got the ball on the ground, maybe sinker or whatever, you know, I can. But I think the way I evaluate that outing is, you know, there was some early inefficiency that ran my pitch count up, and they made me pay for those walks with the long ball, two good swings.
And that's a lineup that they made a lot of changes to. What did you see from that lineup overall?
Overall, I mean, I think they're a really good team. I think they're, I mean, I've pitched against them a few times recently the past couple years. I've had some trouble with them. You know, when Rafi gets going, because he will, like, that's going to be just another piece in that lineup. They got some really talented young guys that round out the lineup. I mean, I don't know. I think they're pretty tough. Like, I think I think today it's tough to really evaluate. And I've said this too. Like, for three or four regular season starts, it's hard to go off of that. Like, it's hard to go off of where hitters are. It's hard to go off of where you are at that point. So, you know, I know that for the most part, if I was throwing the ball decently, I had some decent outcomes today. But I do think that that's a team that's going to be a tough one.
Thank you.
Thank you.